as long as I get it back. As long as I get it back.
No, daughters, your dad don't have to give you the same respect that you give him. Anybody can say anything is disrespectful. When a dad tells his daughter to respect him, we usually know what he means, generally speaking. When a daughter tells her father to respect her, that can mean so much BS. Oh, you didn't let me go to a party at 12 a.m. You're not respecting my decision-making ability. You could twist that in so many different ways. So no, it's not the same, daughter. Sorry, it's just not the same. She loves it. Now, this is one woman who genuinely loves catcalling. You could tell. That's a genuine smile. Hey, apparently all women don't have a problem with it. The validation is off the meter. And you also got to keep in mind, she's recording. So she's showing off how much validation she gets while posting it on the internet. So it's double validation. She's in heaven right now.
A gram? A 0.5? A 0.3?
Describe your dream man.
I don't even know. Just anyone who has a good personality, to be honest. Loyalty and honesty.
Loyalty and honesty?
Yeah.
How about height?
Doesn't matter.
How about weight? Does he have to be ripped? Go to the gym?
No, it doesn't matter.
Intelligence?
I can't, no.
You don't care about intelligence?
He
could be stupid.
He could be stupid.
Sis say she just want a man. I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her at all. He said you could be a dummy and short and fat.
Would you date a girl with a fan site?
Would I date her? I don't know about date her, but we could be friends. We could work it out or something like
that. Have some fun.
Yeah, like we could work it out, but I don't know about date.
You couldn't take her serious?
I don't think she could take me serious. You feel me? She preoccupied by all that. You feel me?
Like, yeah, I am.
Surprised a guy for his birthday. His mom and sis planned the whole thing.
So we're hiding her.
I'm going to be the surprise.
Dang, my family members ain't never give me a gift like this. Hey, mom, you slacked. You really slacked over the years. Sorry to tell you. Hey, shout out to this mom and sister. They some real ones.
I've never done this before, guys, so I'm nervous and I'm shy, but I got this.
Thank you so much.
She's not shy.
Yeah, thank you for planning this for him. She's a really good mom, guys.
Aw, thank you.
I had never done this before for anyone. His sis is my friend and told me he always wanted to meet me.
He tried to go in for the handshake. Come on, man. Look, he on cloud nine. What, he got a tat on his hand? Come on, man. You a thug and you tried to go in for the handshake? Go in for the hug, big dog. Vatos locos.
You need to hug her, not shake hands.
We both didn't know how to act law. He was shy to sit next to me. So I sat next to him.
Oh my God!
We all went to a Daddy Yankee concert to celebrate.
Oh my gosh. The mom was twerking. I mean, I guess that's the other side to having a mom and sister like that. That would order an IG model for their fam. They probably ratchet too. That's the other side of it. Yikes.
I have a long history of toxic relationships.
Of course.
I'm currently engaged to the love of my life, and building a healthy relationship with him has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And recently, I just feel like I've been almost regressing and just getting triggered easily and shutting down during arguments, and it's just the worst thing.
Because you're a piece of crap, and he deserves better. Like, I'm not trying to be harsh, but bro, you should run, man. This is going to be rough. Damaged people shouldn't get with undamaged people. They just shouldn't do it. It's just not fair. She's going to break his heart. It's a 90% chance. I hope not, but there's a 90% chance she's going to break his heart.
To look in your partner's eyes and see the hurt you're causing them because of your past trauma and pain and relationships. And
yep.
It just fucking sucks. And I just want to send you guys love. to those who are reparenting and healing and working through building healthy foundations when all they know is toxic and all they know is chaos is home.
No, go back to the streets. Just please go back to the streets. You selfish lolas.
Home and rebuilding just calmness is home and healthy and rebranding that. So I love you guys.
And I can assure you, he's not the love of her life. The love of her life has pumped and dumped her to oblivion. Multiple loves of her life have pumped and dumped her into oblivion. Just want to put that out there. Sorry, bro. She don't genuinely love you. You were her exit route.